Journalists, verified leftist meltdown on social media over Trump election remarks. By Alam Bokhari on November 4, 2020. President Donald Trump spoke in the early hours of November 4, declaring he is on course to win the 2020 election, and promising to take any contested result to the Supreme Court. Journalists from the corporate media as well as Never Trump pundits took to Twitter to express their outrage in response. "This is the equivalent of seizing the radio station and broadcasting propaganda," wrote podcaster and former Obama staffer Ben Rhodes. "An outrageous, authoritarian lie," was CNN White House correspondent John Harwood's assessment of Trump's claims of victory. "This is what dictators do. Stop," said NBC News presidential historian Michael Beschloss. "This is unbelievable," said Piers Morgan. "An unprecedented assault on American democracy, demanding millions of Americans are denied their votes, and it's an absolute disgrace," continued Morgan. "Disgusting and shameful," said Never Trump pundit Jonah Goldberg. "President Trump is attacking the legal and legitimate voting process," said NBC White House correspondent Jeff Bennett. "President Trump has falsely claimed he won the 2020 election," said an NPR account. "If there was ever a moment for Trump's most shameless enablers, you know who you are, to draw a line and defend the institutions of our country, this would be it," said MSNBC chief political correspondent Tim Alberta. "The president is subverting democracy. He is attempting to delegitimize hundreds of thousands of legally cast votes. It's the worst possible lie from a sitting president, claiming victory before all of the ballots are counted," said MSNBC legal analyst Joyce Aileen. "This is why people are boarding up the stores," said CBS This Morning host Gail King. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.